This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Compelled to speak what abortion advocates want them to speak, pro-life advocates have a date seeking relief at the U.S. Supreme Court. March 20th, they will square off with California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. He will try to convince justices that California's interest in spreading the good news of abortion surpasses or at least somehow avoids First Amendment free speech protections. The U.S. Senate vote on banning abortion after 20 weeks happens next week. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act faces a filibuster by Democrats, seemingly lost in a death stare over abortion, ignoring November elections, while one poll shows 76% of Americans supporting a ban even earlier in pregnancy. And pain is not much up for debate, as the discussion now questions whether children feel and perceive pain as early as 8 weeks. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Delaware is toying with legalizing arranged early death by suicide assistance. And another poll is displaying how polling methods can influence outcomes of polls. A new Pew poll reflects a 33-point swing in the pro-abortion direction after a recent Marist poll showed 76% rejection of abortion outside the first trimester. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.